Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The UK, Canada, and Australia today recognized a Palestinian state. France will do so tomorrow, President Emmanuel Macron telling CBS's Face the Nation.
They want a nation, they want a state, and we should not push them toward Hamas.
The U.S. and Israel say the move rewards Hamas terrorists. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says he's alarmed President Trump is telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to investigate his political foes.
This is the path to a dictatorship. That's what dictatorships do. It is so very, very frightening and damaging to our republic.
Schumer on CNN. A public memorial will be held today for murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Stephen Kaufman's there.
The scene outside State Farm Stadium here in Glendale, Arizona is chaotic. Cars are lined up in every direction. Hundreds of cars. Thousands of people trying to walk toward the stadium.
CBS News Brief. I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Parents in Wisconsin are more stressed than ever, and one in four say they don't get the social and emotional support they need. That's according to a UW-Milwaukee report. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Professor Liz Sharda with Hope College says parenting stress represents a mismatch between demands and available resources exacerbated by self-reliant nuclear family models.
So this expectation that we have to do it all, that we have to be everything for our children and for our family system. And those expectations are kind of operating in a context of a real decrease in social connection and increase in loneliness.
Sharda says moving back to a society that embraces collective care could help to ease the burden on parents. That includes building support networks before they're urgently needed and shifting expectations about parenting to ensure both caregivers and children are getting the support they need. Collective care is grounded in interdependence and belonging and involves seeing others' well-being as a shared responsibility rather than an individual burden. This can range from formal arrangements such as co-housing communities to informal neighbor relationships. Sharda says families with stronger connections to others demonstrate greater resilience in handling both daily stress and crises. She emphasizes the value of having multiple people committed to a child's well-being, offering diverse strengths beyond what individual parents can provide. Sharda stresses that this parenting epidemic needs macro-level solutions.
We also need systemic and structural changes too. We need support for policies that make connection possible. So it's not just an individual problem or a family level problem, but a societal problem too.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A busy sports weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Cleveland, where it's the Packers against the Browns. We'll have a full recap of the game coming up later tonight. In St. Louis, another dramatic win for the Brewers. They beat the Cardinals 3-2 in 10 innings. Bryce Turang, the hero in this one, driving in the winning run. Brewers catcher William Contreras had to leave the game after getting his hand hit by a bat while behind the plate. X-rays were taken. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was in my office already wanting to play tomorrow.
X-ray?
Yeah. X-ray was negative.
College football, the Badgers upset at their Big Ten home opener yesterday, 27-10 to Maryland. It got so bad, fans in Madison were booing head coach Luke Fickell, chanting "Fire Fickell."
Yeah, I feel what their pain is, you know. But there's nothing that we can do other than keep grinding, keep working. We have to play better.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 540 WAUK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies on this Sunday and a shower and thunderstorm chance out there as well. South winds, highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and storms, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. On Monday, more storm chances with mid and upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 540 WAUK. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota. Download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Sponsored in part by Pickleball Kingdom, a half mile north of Silver Spring off Pilgrim, Menominee Falls.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
The music of the stars. Till high noon Central Time. Worldwide on the Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us.
Looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense. Let me tell you about my mind. It seems to turn in circles that get tighter and tighter. As my thoughts swing upward and inward, as I reach into what might as well be upward as downward, as I think in endless chain reactions that tighten up tighter and tighter until I want to. But I mustn't do that. I'll loosen up. Take it easy. Just relax.
My word! The Jack Benny Program. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show. Lately is the tendency to do the same things over and over. So, of course, we try to do something different every week. And tonight, even though this is a comedy show, we have as our guest star the most frightening, ruthless, cold-blooded, and meanest individual of all time. And here he is, Mr. Peter Lorre.
My own.
It's a great pleasure having you on the show.
I thought it would be a pleasure too, Jack, but I'm disappointed.
Disappointed? Why?
Because of the things you said about me. The audience might misunderstand me completely, but it's my fault because, you see, I had written out my own introduction, and I forgot to hand it over to you.
Oh. Oh, you wrote an introduction for yourself that you wanted me to read, was that it?
Oh, gee, that would be nice if you...
This is your role. This is the way you wanted me to introduce you, is that right? All right, I'll read it. It's the first time this has happened to me in about 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I am proud and happy to present one of the sweetest men in show business. A man whose emotional sensibilities are touched equally by the cry of a lost child, the chirp of a wounded sparrow, or the silent protest of a crushed petunia. Now, Peter, why in the world would you want me to give you an introduction like that?
Because that's the way I really am.
Now, wait a minute. Don't give me that. That's the way you really are. I've seen all of your pictures. I mean, how do you explain those frightening pictures that you've made?
There's nothing to explain. You made some pretty frightening ones yourself.
I can't even think of her name, but it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes, some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Of her name, I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye, that eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. What was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to...
Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Goofy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do. Why we are underneath the moon above. You've got me acting just like a loon. It must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Crazy people like crazy like you. Crazy people like the things you do. When we are under the moon above, you got me acting just like a loon. It must be love. Crazy people like crazy like you, 'cause lovebirds of a feather always flock together. It's an old, old custom of the house that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterpart. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Wow. Goofy people, daffy people, daffy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do. Wow. Don't mind if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit I've got. You drive me wild. Crazy people, daffy people, daffy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the people like you. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Right now, I would like to do something, if with your permission.
Yeah, of course.
That I've never had a chance to do.
Really? What's that?
Sing a song.
You sing?
A little.
You'd like to sing a song? Well, go ahead. What are you going to sing?
I have prepared an old-time favorite of mine, and I hope you like it.
Oh, go ahead.
May I have some music?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want a girl just like the girl that murdered dear old Jack. She was a ghoul and the only ghoul.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen, Peter. I don't mind. I didn't want that kind of a song on the show. That's all. Now, put away that knife. And anyway, when it comes to songs, you see, I had a different idea. I made other arrangements, you see. So, if you don't mind, we have a singer, and I'd like to introduce her right now. Well, with your approval. No, put that away.
I'm only a guest star. I can't sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, along with Mr. Peter Lorre, we have as our guest one of the most popular singers in America, Miss Joni Summers.
Thank you.
and hung your head, made me wish that I were dead. Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a great man, I want a cape man. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Every time you dance with me, you let Freddy cut in constantly. When he does, you never speak. Must you always be so meek? Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Someone who she can always look up to. You know I love you, of course. Let me know that you're the boss. So Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care.
Tiny Hill. I like the original better. Don't you go away mad, though. Neil Hefke. Francis Albert.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But she only was a passing fad. Baby, don't you be mad. Her kind's a dime a dozen, and that's not the kind I want. Who'd ever dream your cousin would wander into that restaurant? I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Would come along and give us the eye. I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, don't you go away mad. Understand that you're quite upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you go away mad. Now don't you go away mad.
Nobody gets angrier. Better than Doris Day.
You listen to me. No alcoholic beverage, no drug known to science, no torture yet devised could induce me to stay married to you.
That's it. Let's discuss it.
Oh! I have a job interview this afternoon. I have to go looking like this.
He doesn't care. I'm a rat.
Oh, you are.
Yes. Judy, please.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Are you having another nightmare? You'll go to jail for this?
No, Carol.
Don't you touch me.
Will you listen to reason?
Confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. It's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Not cheating shows and it never goes. You got a right to be disturbed, I suppose. She was nothing but a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Her car not the kind I want. Whoever dreamt your cousin would wander into that restaurant? I understand why you're real upset. Why do you say that we forgive and forget? Come kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad.
I am filling this suitcase with my clothes.
Oh,
and I'm going to continue to do it until you give up this asinine career and go back to being a wife.
Go back to being a wife?
Yes.
Mom, give me that. To show your plan, baby, baby, don't you go away, man. Come and kiss me just to show your plan, baby, baby, don't you go away, man. Come and kiss me just to show your plan, baby, baby, don't you go away, man.
Mel Torme, Edie Gourmet.
Don't try to fight it, baby. Give in without a fuss. Don't try to fight it, baby. It's bigger than both of us. It won't be long before you see how convincing my lips can be. Don't try to fight it, baby. You're gonna be mine.
I didn't know.
Pete Drake and his talking guitar. Music of the Star.
I'm sorry, so sorry that I was such a fool. I didn't know that love could be so cruel. You tell me mistakes are part of being young, but that doesn't right the wrong that's been done. So sorry.
Want to?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what do you want to sing for us?
Well, if I told you what it was, you'd probably say it was controversial and you wouldn't let me do it.
Now, wait a minute. I know what I said earlier, but this is your moment. If your song has a message, sing it. Now, does it have a message?
It certainly does have
you
a message.
Go ahead and sing it.
There was a little man, and he had a funny face, and everybody said, behind his back.
Well, was that it?
Yep, I like to hit him hard and get out quick.
Tommy, that's a stupid song. I never heard of it. I don't know where you got it, but it's stupid.
Oh, yeah? Well, I...
Yeah, and if I say it's a stupid song, and if you like it, you're stupid.
Oh, yeah?
What's more, you're ignorant.
I'm not arguing about that. I just... It's a song that I like.
I think it'd be great if you sung a song all by yourself. How about it, folks? Yeah? Well, you really want to?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what do you want to sing for us?
Well, if I told you what it was, you'd probably say it was controversial and you wouldn't let me do it.
Now, wait a minute. I know what I said earlier, but this is your moment. If your song has a message, sing it. Now, does it have a message?
It certainly does have
a
message.
Go ahead and sing it.
There was a little man, and he had a funny face, and everybody said, behind his back.
Well, was that it?
Yep, I like it.
Sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing of good things, not bad, sing of happiness. not sad. Sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song.
Now, as sudden as instant, much quicker than blink, as quick as the quickest quick thought you can think, as swift as the sliding of whimsy within, the moment eternal. It doesn't begin, it just somehow happens. How long does it take? How long does a snap of millenniums make? Inside the short of it, and outside the long, autumn is singing its own kind of song. Song with a ringing, the rushing of blood, a wrestle with angels, and who thought of mud? How many leaves are there, uncounted on trees? And what if Almighty's just a big tease? Are seasons forever, like dependable dawn? Will the wobble and tilt of Earth soon be gone?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, October 31st is just a few days away, and people throughout the United States now are preparing for the big day, which, of course, is Halloween. Now, you remember Halloween, don't you, Tommy?
Oh, yeah, boy, yeah. Do I remember Halloween.
Gee, you know, I remember Halloween when Mom would give me her great big old pillowcase, and I'd go out and get it all filled with candies and cookies and goodies and nickels. And
now I remember.
Big Newtons.
Now I remember Halloween, because Mom gave you... Mom gave you a pillowcase for a lot of things to put in. She gave me a sock. A sock. You sure can't put much candy and stuff in a sock.
Yeah.
One banana and you're through for the whole thing. It was a whole sock. Coming in, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize how this holiday came about? When it all started? Why it exists? Well, we're about to tell you. It ain't no fairy tale, but it's grim.
Once upon a time in the long, long ago, man's courage was high, but his spirit was low.
People grew tired of all work and no play. They felt the need of a jolly holiday.
Then along came Christmas, along came Easter, along came 4th of July.
Then along came a man by the name of Berlin, who took every holiday that ever has been.
He wrote about Christmas.
He wrote about Easter.
He wrote about the 4th of July. His mind was fertile and his pen was keen.
But he never wrote a word about Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween. Hop, jack-o'-lantern, it's Halloween. Apples hanging high. There's a big pumpkin pie in the sky. Children sing, children waltz.
Who gives a darn if your face is false?
Jump on your broom like a witch. Go and toss all your gloom in the ditch. Go out on the street for a trick or a treat.
You're a cinch to strike it rich.
Halloween, Halloween. All other holidays fall between.
The night of All Hallows,
so light up the tallow and make it a bright Halloween.
Owls and bats, howls from cats, may scare the buttons right off your spats. We'll now go dramatic with ghosts from the attic and make it a bright Halloween.
Thank you.
on Halloween. For goblins are hobbling and demons are screaming, so don't you get caught in between. On this night full of frightful, delightful old spooks, it's Halloween.
That was Betty Grable, Dan Daly, Tommy Dorsey. The music of the stars, we got a heck of a Halloween show. We'll wait till October, toward the end. Hudson, Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Music of the Star. And this is Phyllis Diller. I can't get no.
I'm such a loser. If I bought a new hat, they'd cancel Easter. I use nail polish to cover the rust. I went to a taffy pull. The taffy won. I wore a see-through dress and nobody looked. I can't get no. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no strong reaction. 'Cause I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction.
And now the big band of Ted Heath.
Washing machine. All of your clothes brighter than new. Whites get white and grays do too with King's washing machine. It's ahead of its time. It's in front of the pack. You'll say goodbye to grime. Sure as penguins say quack.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
Penguins don't say quack.
Well, what do penguins say?
I thought you'd never ask.
They say, fit for a king, fit for a queen. Get your laundry cleaner than clean with King's washing, King's washing, King's washing machine.
WBR.
Who follows? Can't get no satisfaction with Two-Ton Baker.
The turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He'd duck and cover, duck and cover. He'd hide his head and tail and four little feet. He'd duck and cover. He hid beneath his little shell until the coast was clear. Then one by one his head and tail and legs would reappear. By acting calm and cool he proved he was a hero too. For finding safety is the bravest, wisest thing to do. And now his little friends are just like Bert, and every turtle is very alert. When danger threatens them, they never get hurt. They know just what to do. They duck and cover, duck and cover. They hide their heads and tails and four little feet. They duck and cover.
Henry Mancini, Turtle. Stand by for news. Music of the Star. Stars were on a loon, most of these civic media stations. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. I'll be right back for another hour with more stuff.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief. Security is tight for the memorial where murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk will be honored today. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is in Glendale, Arizona.
Members of the news media were asked to drop their equipment, their bags, and a bomb-sniffing dog went through the all the equipment laid out in this parking lot.
Tens of thousands are expected to attend. President Trump appears to be pressuring Attorney General Pam Bondi's Department of Justice to take action against his political foes. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer tells CNN he is concerned.
He's turning it into an instrument that goes after his enemies, whether they're guilty or not, and most of them are not guilty at all.
Also on CNN, Democratic Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman explained why he will vote for a Republican plan to continue funding the federal government.
It's the wrong tactic at this time, always, always, to shut our government down.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Start your